Being me, myself, means being my personal best. Being me, myself, means being my personal best. What is my personal best? My personal best is what I was originally created to be, what I was originally created out of the infinite allness to be, and that is being divine, and that is being magnificent, and that is being the ideal self, the ideal me. What is the ideal me? What is the ideal you? Well, the ideal us is whatever our thought wants to take us into. And if our thought wants to take us into the idea that we are glorious beings, that we are human beings, the ideal human being, the ideal divine being, the ideal being, well, wow, that's pretty nice. That's pretty nice. And that's more of what we really would like to be. How do we know who the real me is? How do we know what the real self, myself, is? How can we be our personal best if we are not sure what our personal best is? Well, we all have dreams, we all have ideas, we all have thoughts, we all have imagination, and we tell ourselves that we are good and that we are beautiful, we are wonderful. We tell ourselves all these things. But do we believe it? Do we believe that we are ideal? Do we believe that we're good, we're beautiful, we're wonderful? No, not really. And the reason that we do not believe it is because we are not at the moment demonstrating it as completely as we'd like to be. If we are being our personal best, and this is all that we are being, then we say to ourselves, we have a long way to go. And do we really have a long way to go? Do we really have a long way to go to be our personal best? Or is our personal best just by opening our eyes? When we open our eyes, we see the divine that we are. When we see the magic that we are, we see the possibilities that we are. We see what mankind can be, what divine man can be, what the divine human can be. And that's what we really want to be. Now, for us to want to be that, and to share that, and to live that, and to love that, it means that we have every single thought to our highest and best. Now, being me, myself, means being my personal best. Now, what is my personal best? What's my personal best in my thought? When I think a thought, what thought am I thinking? Am I thinking I can do it, or am I thinking I am it? When I think that I am it, when I think that I know it and I am experiencing all that it is, then I am truly being something wonderful. Now, if I say I am a happy person, then what goes on in me? What goes on in me when I say I am a happy person? Well, I say, as a happy person, I am a loving person. I'm a joyful person. I'm a beautiful person. I'm a sensitive person. I'm a caring person. Now, that's what I say when I'm saying I'm a happy person. Now, do I believe that? Well, you don't have to believe it. You don't have to believe it. You just tell yourself that you're a happy person, you're a joyous person, you're a sensible person, you're a caring person. That's all you tell yourself. And as you tell yourself this, then that's what you are. And as you tell yourself that you are a happy, joyous, sensible person, then that's what you are. Because my personal best is my thought. And whatever thought I think, that's what I'm demonstrating in my world. Whatever thought I have going through my head, that's what I am demonstrating in my life. My thoughts are my reality. My thoughts are things. We've heard this often before. Thoughts are things. And so my personal best in my thought is that all is. Not that it's going to be. Not that it's something I want or I can do, but it is. It does exist now, and it is now in my life and affairs. It is my reality. My personal best is my thought, okay? Do you believe that? Well, you don't have to believe it. It's a fact. My personal best is how I create my world. What sort of thought do I have about myself and my world? Do I look at my world and call it good? Do I look at my world and call it glorious and wonderful? Is every thought that I have about my world a thought of success and a thought of peace, a thought of joy, a thought of wonder, a thought of magic? Well, if every thought I have about myself is a thought of peace and joy and magic and wonderful, then that's what I'm experiencing. Because I have to experience what I think about. I have to experience what goes on in my mind. Because my mind is the reflection of my thought. And my thought is in my mind. Now, the two work hand in glove, but is it what we really want to have? Are we allowing the highest and the best thoughts that we can go through our mind, go through our thinking, go through our living experience? Do we let the highest and the best thoughts happen in our world? We can, you know. We can. Now, do we want to? Do we want to have only the highest and best thoughts going on in our experience and in our life? Well, the way we do that, we make sure that it's how we create our world, how we think of ourselves. Now, think about this. I am ideal being. I am my ideal self, and my ideal self is the isness, the all. If my ideal self is the isness and the all, there's nothing to be added to or taken away. They tell us that the Big Bang, or the movement of the universe to establish itself and come forth, came out of nothing. It came out of nothing. There was nothing from which the Big Bang could happen. There was nothing from which the universe could evolve. It just was. And it was inside of itself, and it burst forth just like you and I burst forth out of ourself through our thought, through our imagination, through our living of who we are. Being me, being myself, means being my personal best. And so, as I allow myself to think my thoughts of wonder and magic and glory and goodness, as I allow myself to think these thoughts, what's happening in my world? What's happening in my life? Well, what's happening in my life is that everything is coming up roses. Everything is coming up the isness, the all. My personal best is my purity. My personal best is the joy and the harmony and the love and the goodness and the wonder and the magic of all that is. And could anything be much more wonderful than that? Well, hardly. Because that's what you and I are. My personal best is my purity. My ideal self is the isness of all. And as the isness of all, it not only reflects out into my world what I am, but it reflects back to me from the world I create. The wonder, the magic, the goodness, the wholeness, the fantastic qualities that I am. Today I begin to plant my personal best thoughts. Today I begin to see who I really am. Today I recognize that being me, myself, means being my personal best. And every thought I have is a pure thought, a glorious thought, a happy thought, a loving thought. And every experience I know comes out of the thoughts that I first think in myself. But I think these thoughts only because they are myself, my ideal self, my isness, my allness. And as my isness and my allness, I live them every moment of my life. Does everyone have the privilege to do that? Does everyone have the privilege to live their thoughts every moment of their life? That's how we're made. That's how we're made. My personal best in thought. My personal best is how I create my world. My personal best is my purity. And I love living in that purity. And that purity is who I am. That purity is who you are. That purity is the allness. That purity is all that is and all that ever will be. Enter with me into that awareness of that purity. Your real self is the isness of the all. And be that now. Have a glorious day in being who you are. Your personal best. And join me in saying, for you and for me, I love you. I love you. I love you.